You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. Now a little more on what's happening at Davos this week. One of the key themes will be what the organizers are calling stakeholder capitalism. That is, for businesses to steer their profits not just to stockholders, but to other so-called stakeholders, like workers, customers, and the environment. It is a long-term focus that proponents say is also good for business. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
This year's Davos includes a manifesto stating that a company should serve all of its stakeholders, starting with paying workers more. Judy Samuelson at the Aspen Institute's Business and Society program says things are changing. She notes that Delta Airlines just gave every worker 2 months of extra pay to share its profits.
I think we're seeing some great examples of companies that have strong profit-sharing plans. So whether it's in Davos or anywhere else, we really hope that we're getting to a different kind of conversation about who's contributing and are the rewards being really shared.
Still, she says 90% of corporate profits now go to stockholders. Now, serving stockholders and quarterly earnings has been a dominant corporate model since the 80s. But Bill George, the former CEO of Medtronic, says that's rewarded Wall Street at the expense of Main Street.
This shareholder-only approach has contributed significantly to the income inequality we have in this country. We shifted from the manufacturing sector to the finance sector, and this has hollowed out communities, as you know.
To him, a big key is executive compensation, paying them for long-term results instead of just today's stock price. Now, he and others argue that it's in company self-interest to think differently. Paying workers more can retain them, and pouring profits into research can spur innovation. Now, this argument faces a tough crowd in the U.S., says Peter Capelli at the Wharton Business School. But he says, not elsewhere.
Once you leave the U.S., the belief that shareholder value is the prime goal fades a lot. So when U.S. executives go to Davos and mingle with everybody else, you know, it sort of changes the social norms.
He says one sign of change is the American CEO group called the Business Roundtable last fall called for a more balanced type of capitalism. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.